And we're up to Simon Reish Membov, Seif Dalet Yisrael, she is Keshvorim Nein Yehudi. A Yid who hide out Shvorim, oxen, Nein Yehudi, to Goy Lachosh Bohem, to plow his fields, V'choyosh Bohem, and he plows his fields with it. So the Goy paid for these animals to plow his own fields with it. Yesh matirim, and he's doing this on Shabbos as well. Yesh matirim, some allow it. Im kibud olav ani yud yachayis, it's fine. The goy can use those animals and plow. If the goy was mekabel, he accepted a chayis responsibility for them. That misa, if the animals die. V'gzeile, if the animals get stolen. V'gneva, v'yukre v'zulem, if they increase or decrease in value, the goy is going to pay back to the yid. So essentially, he's been coining them to a large extent. They're now, he's taking full achrayas of them. So it's to some extent, it's the goy's now, and therefore it's fine. Some say, some say that since the goy cannot sell them if he wishes, he can't sell them, they're still the yids, he creates, they are still called behemos, behemas Yisrael, they are still considered Yiddish animals, they are still considered, they belong to the Yid. Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Chof explains the first opinion, in kibbel olav, that alidei zeh have a behemah kmo shel in Yehudi, that since the goy is going to pay back if they increase and decrease value, so it's considered as if it's the goy's, umut lachosh bo b'shabbos, and therefore he is allowed to plow with them on Shabbos. The afal pi, and although shemachziro be'ein, im lo yikre lohem klum, and although he's going, if nothing happens to them, if they don't get stolen, they don't lose value, and they don't die, he's going to return them the way they are. Afal pi shemachziro be'ein, im lo yikre lohem klum, if nothing happens, he's going to return them without change. Mikomokum nevertheless, hashto brishusein yehudikoi ligamre, now, whilst the goy has got them, they're totally in his domain, they're in his hands. Kivin de gamlikol azule brishusehi. So it's as if, to some extent, it's as if it's his. So we've got two opinions. One opinion holds that it's fine, there's no problem, because it's in many ways it's the goy's. And the second opinion holds that it's still the yids, because the goy can't actually sell them. Sivhei, im Yisrael ve'en Yehudi, shutfim bevehemo. If the yid and the goy have got a genuine partnership with regards to those animals, mutalasus bo'en Yehudi melocha b'Shabbos, and the goy is allowed to perform a melocha with those animals on Shabbos, alidei through sheyasne, that he makes a condition, yimayin Yehudi betchilo. Is allowed to make the goy is making a clear condition, betchila at the beginning. Shekonu oiso, when they bought the animals jointly. Shehito leyudi b'Shabbos v'sol b'yom chol. As we learned in the earlier simon, that if the goy takes Shabbos and the yid takes another day, which is going to be purely his, we learned that's an agreement which is fine. So the Mishnah Berurah explains if Katan Chof Beis. So, in that the Yid never bought the animal with regards to Shabbos. It's as if it's the goy's animal on Shabbos. And on the Tuesday or the Wednesday, that's going to be completely the Yid's. You can have to split all the profits equally, and as we learned there. And there's no Schar Shabbos issue as discussed in Simon Reish Mem Hei. Yeah, although there's a slight difference, but conceptually this halacha is the same. Ve'im lo yisnu mitchila, and if they didn't agree on this at the beginning, also you would have a problem. Although she is no achikach, even if they agreed afterwards, oh, we put the animals together, but oh yes, actually Shabbos is going to be the goy's day, and Tuesday is going to be my day, it's too late. It's a problem. If you lend it to the goy with a complete landing, as a genuine, formal, total landing, shirashus biodoy, that the goy has got complete permission. He can actually even sell it, get rid of it, without explicit permission from the Yid. And he can then he's got an obligation to pay back to the Yid, but he has got the right. The bottom point is that he can sell the animals without explicit permission from the Yid, Muta, then it's fine. Because that shows that the Yid has got no rights over the animals on Shabbos. And some say that even if the goy actually can't actually sell it, no, he can't sell it. But which means that if the goy can sell them, but he has to, but he says that if I haven't paid them back, if I haven't paid back to you what I owe you by a certain date, then you can take those animals as a payment back. So he has got the right of selling them, but at the same time he's got a mashkin of those very animals, so he can actually pay them back through those animals. That's fine as well, because again the underlying yesod is, as the Shulchan Aruch earlier said, that if the goy has got the right of selling the animals, then it's not the yid. And that's here as well. He's got the right to sell the animals. Yes, he has the way of paying them back as well. But he's got the right of selling the animals. Then according to this opinion here as well, it's fine. The goy can have it over Shabbos. Yes, matirin and some matir al deshi yazir. He saw any Yehudi shelo yase b'melacha b'Shabbos. Some say that no, you don't have to go that much, but if the Yid explicitly said to the goy that he's not allowed to do any melacha of those animals on Shabbos, he explicitly said it. But if the goy doesn't listen, and he does do melach with animals on Shabbos, it's the goy is a chayes on his own. Even if there's an owner, something happens with the animals, he has full achayes. The goy is full achayes. He needs to pay back the yid. And it's valid legally, even under the goyish court. And if the goy now chooses to make a melacha with those animals on Shabbos, it's not considered a Yiddish behema. Sharikona in Yehudi is chayv on sale, because the goy acquired it. He acquired it, and it's now chayv on sale. Whatever happens to an animal, it's the goy's a chayes. It's a legally binding agreement. The Kol Tzadei Heterim says the Moelu Hilchas, and all those Tzadim, all those suggestions of halachically valid. V'yochoi la'asoyis eizem ahen sheyirtze, he can choose whichever option he wishes. V'afilu and even him abeim u'kulo shal Yisrael, if the behem is completely the yitz, dinoi keilu hoiso b'shutfus en yudi, rak shefan esem v'yase ken deche. Shefasim shosaken deche, shosu deche cheta. So all those halachically valid options, as long as he publicizes it, and thereby the goy will be allowed to use the animal on Shabbos. So the first tzadim was that the yid has, the goy has got the right of selling it, and therefore there is no problem of, there's no problem for the goy to use the animal on Shabbos because he can actually sell it. So that shows that it's his. But then we moved on, and then the Shulchan Aruch continues another suggestion. And that's Sifkoton. That's what I want to see. Sifkoton Chav Tes and Mishnah Bura. Halidish Yaziv Afo Pi She'ein Lo Eleni Rishus Lemocho. So even if the Yid the goy doesn't have the rights, the authority to sell it. Afilochi, nevertheless, sharitz permitted. According to this opinion, v'sosam bezeket as a matirin el tziv dalet. That's like the linian opinion tziv dalet. Tochenami ma'ir shekib dolav b'shus linian yukav zule. So, but if he takes the if he is chayef, if it decreases or increases value, it's on the goy's cheshbon. That's sufficient. What's the best of all? What should he really do? So you've got a partnership with the goy. What's the best way? So you've got Lamed Aleph teaches us. The best of all the options is that the goy buys the animal on weekdays with a complete and a binding sale. And he's giving him money for the alze, for the animals. Even if it's just a down payment for the animals on Shabbos, that's still fine. And he has to be halachically valid to tell that, no, I've bought those animals for the Shabbos. And ideally, this sale, this transaction should be done in front of the judges. The dayonim of the city, Kedishasakit in Torah, should be done in front of dayonim, and it should be valid, and it should be publicized, and it should be legitimate. Vigam Shifurzamat of also, there's a point of publicizing it, Shalo Yech Shash Maris Ain, that it should be known and no problem of Maris Ain. The Mishneh Berurah does say, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Lamed Gimel reminds us that Vehine Kol Zeu Kshemaskiro Yemaskiro Lasis Meleches Atzmoy. It is only if the goy wants the animal, it does Meleches Atzmoy. Lasis Meleches Yisrael B'Shabbes Ein Het Eklal. But certainly, you're not allowed to do Meleches for the Yid. Afilim Ochol Abehem Mechir Gmur. If the animal is completely sold to the goy, Shem Mikol Mokem Oisin Yudim Meleches Yisrael B'Shabbes Bishvilo. If the goy utilized the Yiddish animal to make profit to the Yid, that's Zicha also. And here we're not talking about that. We're talking about the goy making profit for himself. Amidala teaches us like Shefasim. I'm Bialoch Shvein. The Enkidai Lehatir. The days Kol Eterim Elu B'Shastrak. Is it all the Eterim mentioned over here are not really ideal? Ideally, don't make a partnership with a goy about your animals and all those ideas, although they are legitimate and accepted, but they are not lechatchila. It is only for shas hadchak, says the Mishneh Berurah. It doesn't sound like it from the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch, but the Mishneh Berurah holds that this is only for shas hadchak lafuke, and it's unlike meilu anoshim for those people shemoichim pekavona. That is unlike those people who sell their animals, Eshvarem, Le'en Yehudi, Kedeshasi, Be'melach, Be'Shabbos. It's unlike those people who are selling their animals to Goy, to Melach on Shabbos, Be'melach on Nikes, Al-Shem Yisrael, and everybody knows these animals belong to the Yid, and it's not a real genuine sale, and it's not a proper thing. The Mishneh Berurah does not like it. He said, this is not right. Ve'av, Te'enim, Chois, Be'ad, Me'kilim, Azeh, Yes, Te'ar, Me'kilim, as this as Paskin in the Ramah, but he says Sheish Lamin Mismach, there is what to rely on. We call Mokim, nevertheless, called Baal Nefesh, whoever is a Baal Nefesh, a man of soul, Yochush Le'atzmoy, should refrain from doing so. Shalalasus Kein Kim B'Shastachak, should only be done with great, under great pressure, Val Pir As Chocham, and with discussion, detailed discussion with a Poisik. Now, Yisrael Shiyesh Leisos, a Yid has got a very nice horse, Huvah Moshel, and a important man comes, Hamakiroi, who knows the Yid, La'ashiloi or La'askiroi, and he wants to either borrow this horse or even hire this horse, because it's a particularly strong and beautiful horse. Who and the Yid, Ein Yochel Eman, Negdoi, he cannot argue and disagree with this important goy, Bipnei Evo, because he's scared of him. This is a powerful man who don't say no into his face. Him Kerenuloi Bedova Mut, you should sell your horse to this goy for a slight financial gain, V'oz, and then Yuchel Amoshel Askeboi, so you know the goy can then do whatever he wants with it. V'machkach Yachsoi, and if afterwards the goy returns the horse, he pays, he gives him back the money and the and the money. Matana ba'alma yoevlei, you can consider just a present and a gift, and you can and it's fine. So it wasn't a proper hiring process, and it wasn't a proper transaction. But you actually sold animal. It wasn't a hiring agreement. It was a sale, an acquisition, and then in Gedoyko, that's the best you can do if possible, and if you can avoid any going into any of those shilas, that's the best. Here again, it's important to realize that there was a huge nisoyin in previous generations about the animals. You can see in the poskim, the Shvus Yankov, in the Masham, in many poskim, Knesset Gedoyla, Tzemach Tzedek, a huge amount of achronim discussed all the nisoyinists they had, whether they were horses from horse wagons, whether they had domestic animals, whatever it was. It was a massive nisoyin. How could they protect their panosses whilst keeping to those Shulchan Aruch? We could see that we have to be very grateful that nowadays we don't have those nisoyinists. The sonis don't really apply to us anymore. Mishnebu finishes off, and he brings from earlier, and I'm finishing off those beautiful words of the Ramah of the Bialoch at the end of the Bialoch Shefa, and the same Shos Dechete. He finishes off and he says, and that does apply to all of us. Habetach by Hashem, whoever is relying on Hashem, who mekayim ratzon haTorah, and he fulfills in the literal sense the wish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to that your ox and your donkey should rest kepashte, like the poshte, the simple understanding of the pasuk veinois, and doesn't do shum tachbulois, in Shabbos doesn't do any wise cheshbonis and wise calculations. Linen Shabbos, it doesn't go into any of those slightly questionable leniencies with regards to Shabbos. Ashov is blessed and is praiseworthy. Hubevada Kodesh Baruch Hu, and certainly Kodesh Baruch Hu Yitano Avuzeh, Kodesh Baruch Hu will certainly give him for this Hatzlochem, great success, Benachosu with his financial possessions and business engagements, Peshestim Amaseh on the other 6 days of the week. So a person is Betach in Kodesh Baruch Hu, trust that Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem will certainly help him. Just to finish off with a story that I'm sure many of us heard, the Gates of the Rav said by the dinner, and I think it's a really powerful story, how the Baba Rebbe, who had the most beautiful grand sukkah in New York of yesteryear, it was a beautiful, magnificent sukkah, and many people came to just watch and observe this magnificent sukkah that the Baba Rebbe, Reb Shlomo, had. And when Reb Shlomo Baba was approached about the size and the beauty and how magnificent his sukkah was, he said his sukkah is not as nice as another Yid sukkah, I've forgotten his name now, who was on a certain street not far away in a corner in New York. And people didn't understand exactly what does the Baba Rebbe mean, because his sukkah was the most grand and the most beautiful and the most magnificent. What is that other Yid? What's so special about that simpleton sukkah? What's so special about it? Especially it was a quite a run-down sukkah, and it was a very simple and a very small sukkah. What's so special about that? Till people looked into that sukkah and they saw that it was full of, I forgot what he called it, but it was covered up with certain tickets that people received, like papers that people received when they were sacked. People used to go. They used to take employments on Mondays, and when on Friday they said they don't come on Shabbos, they were fired on the spot. And then they received a certain paper. I think he said they were green or red papers to say that they were fired. And this particular individual, he collected them all because he was fired every single Friday, and he didn't want to give in to any of the nisyonis working on Shabbos. He didn't rely on any of the kulas and any. He didn't allow himself to any downhill slope in terms of Hilcha Shabbos. He didn't take any employment on Shabbos, and he was sacked every single Friday, one week after the next, and he lived in great poverty. And he collected all those papers, which were the firing papers and evidence of that. And he collected them all, and he hanged them up in his sukkah. And Reb Shlomo Baba said that this person's sukkah, with all those signs and evidence of being fired, this is a much nicer, much greater sukkah than his own. Because that shows real Mesilus Nefesh for Shabbos, and real Nisonis for Shabbos, which is unbeknownst to us, and which we're not known to this, we weren't brought up in such a generation. But that is a real generation of bitachon, and as the Mishnah Berurah says, Kodesh Baruch Hu certainly will give atzlocha and siat deshmat to anybody who has tremendous emunah and bitachon to Kodesh Baruch Hu.